The Baruch Hu Darshan's Pesukim. Pasuk says, "Seis pnei rosh loy toiv." It's not good for the Rishon when they are shown favor to this world, because it makes them lose whatever merit they have for Elam Haba. Pasuk says, "Lahatzis tzadik b'mishpat," meaning it's beneficial for tzadikim when they're not shown favor on this world, because it increases their merit in Elam Haba. So the Baruch says, "Tzadikim do not only merit zechusim for themselves; they even cause their future generations to receive favorable treatment as well. Rishonim do not only cause bad for themselves; they even cause bad for future generations as well." The Baruch Hu says, "One who causes the Rabbim to do good merits that he will not sin. One who causes the Rabbim to do bad is practically not given the chance to even do tshuva." The Mishnah said, "Ho'imer echtov yashuv, echtov yashuv." Why does the Mishnah have to say that the person says it twice? Mar answers, this teaches the concept of Rav Huna, name of Rav, who says that once someone does an aveir and repeats it, it becomes as if it's mutter for him to do. Mishnah said, "Echtov yem kippur mechaper, ein yem kippur mechaper." In fact, Mar seemingly disagrees with Rebbe, who says that yem kippur brings kapara even without tshuva. And for the Gemara, even Rebbe agrees that when one does aveir, it's because he figures that yem kippur will bring a kapara, yem kippur will not bring a kapara. Mishnah said, "Aveir shvein adam lamakay mechulu." In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef bar Chavu asked, a pasuk seems to say that Yom Kippur brings kapara even for sins against another person. And for the Gemara, the pasuk can be explained as meaning that if a person sins against another person and then he then appeases him, then Hashem forgives him. The pasuk then asks, if one sins against Hashem, who can appease Hashem? The Gemara says it's the person's tshuva, ma'isim tovim, that appease Hashem. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak learns from a pasuk that if one antagonizes his friend even with mere words, he must appease him and ask him for forgiveness, even if he must get other people to go and ask forgiveness on his behalf. Rav Chisda said he must ask for forgiveness three times, bringing three people along with him. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina said he should not ask more than three times. If the victim died, the perpetrator must take 10 people to the victim's grave and ask for forgiveness. Rabbi Yirmiya once went to Rabbi Abba's house to ask for forgiveness, and while he was waiting outside, the maid accidentally sprayed water on him. When Rabbi Abba saw that what happened, he asked Rabbi Yirmiya for forgiveness. When Rabbi Zera felt that someone wronged him, he would pass by that person again and again to give the person an opportunity to ask for forgiveness. Rav was once wronged by a butcher, and the butcher didn't come to ask for forgiveness. Rav went to the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur to try and rectify the situation. The butcher saw Rav and said, "Go away, I have nothing to say to you." He was in the middle of chopping bones. One of the bones then hit him in the throat and killed him. Rav was once teaching and began the lesson from the beginning an additional three times. He started again, as each of three Talmidim entered after he had already started. When Rav Chanina bar Chomer then entered, Rav refused to begin yet again. For 13 years, Rav went to ask for forgiveness on Erev Yom Kippur. For that Gemara, we have learned that you only have to ask for forgiveness three times. The Gemara said, Rav went beyond the letter of the law. Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. In fact, Gemara, Rav taught that one should not hold back from giving forgiveness, and if he does, Hashem will do the same for him. So why would he hold back? After the Gemara, Rav Chanina saw in a dream that Rav was destined to become the leader, which would mean that Rav Chanina would have to die to make the position available. He therefore held back forgiveness so that Rav would go learn in Bavel and become the leader there, so that Rav Chanina would not have to die to make the position available. The Braisa says the mitzvah to say vidui begins when one accepts upon himself the start of Yom Kippur. However, the Chum say to begin vidui before you even have the psudam of sekes, before the meal, before the start of Yom Kippur, because where they're afraid that maybe during that meal you're going to become intoxicated and you won't be able to say vidui at the start of Yom Kippur. Still, even if you said vidui before the meal, he should say it again at the onset of Yom Kippur, in case he did an aveir during the Suda. For this same reason, he should say vidui again during Shacharis, he should say it again during Musuf, again during Mincha, and again during Nila. Zok the Gemara, an individual says vidui at the end of Shemini Esrei. The Chazan says in the middle. What does one say as vidui? So Rav says, he says, Ati Yadeya Razi Olam, etc. Shmuel says, he says, Mimamake Halev, etc. Levi says, he said, Uterosko Kosov Leymar Kibayem Azeh, etc. Rabbi Yechanan says, he says the whole thing starting with Riboin Hoylom. Rabbi Huda says, he says, Kiavoyneseinu Rabu Milimnois. Rabbi Hamnuna says, he says, Alekai Achulay Nesarti Vechulu, like we say. Mazrutra said, the main part of all vidui is when one says, Aval Anachnu Chatonu. A Mishnah says there are three times a year that the Kohanim duchen four times in the day, at Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Nila. These three times are fast days, meaning for a Tainas Tzibur, at the Maimid, meaning the people who represent all the Klai Yisrael to daily Tamid, and on Yom Kippur. What is Nila? So Rav says it's an additional Shemoneh Esrei. Shmuel says it's the Tfilah of Ma'onu Mechayenu, etc. In fact, Rabbi Brisa clearly says that all holders an additional Shemoneh Esrei Tfilah for Nila. So Gemara and Echanami disrefutes Shmuel. Ula bar Rav was a chazan for Ne'il in front of Rava. He began with saying, Ato v'chatonu, and ended with Ma'onu mechayenu, etc. Rav praised him for doing so. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, said an individual should say this after his Shemoneh Esrei tefillah.